Yeah, this is Dr. Shelley Epstein dictating an independent medical evaluation for MES Solutions, 1393 Veterans Memorial Highway, Suite 110N, Hauppauge, New York, 11788. Examinee, Brian Anderson, claim number 301894469410001. Date of injury 01/24/2018. MES file number 211230120A2. Case type rescheduled to workers' comp. Specialty psychiatry. Employer insured. Cintas, CINTAS Corporation. Client Sedgwick Mineola. Location examination 222 Middle Country Road, Suite 210, Smithtown, New York 11787. Medical evaluation took place on 8/21/2023 at 10:45 a.m. There are no conflicts to performing this independent medical evaluation. The patient was reminded that there's no treatment involved, nor confidentiality or a doctor-patient relationship. A review of records is included. Brian Anderson arrived approximately 15 minutes late for an independent medical evaluation. He reported that there was an accident on the road that slowed down his arrival. I was able to complete the full evaluation in the time that was available. Brian Anderson is a 42-year-old single male who resides with his parents. He drove himself to the appointment. He reports he last worked in 2018. At that time, he was working as a truck delivery driver for a company called Cintas, C-I-N-T-A-S, for approximately 2 to 3 years on a full-time basis. He reports being injured on January 24th of 2018. By carrying something heavy. He reports lower back pain and states he was later told that he had some disc disease in his back. He said he within a week he had trouble turning his neck and had to stop working at that point. He saw his primary care doctor as well as a neurosurgeon and chiropractor, and was diagnosed with multiple bulging discs. In May 2018, he, quote, forced myself to work, unquote, in order to pay bills. He states that there was low-hanging pipes in the basement, and he hit his head against them which led to neck pain. He said an MRI done at that time did show some findings. He started chiropractic treatment at that point, 2 to 3 times a week, with some diminishing pain. He applied and received Social Security disability in 2020. He states he started to see a psychiatrist, Dr. Christine Vaglia, V-A-G-L-I-C-A, once every 4 to 8 weeks. And he's prescribed Zolpidem, 5 milligrams at bedtime, after trying Trazodone, 50 milligrams at bedtime, which led to fatigue. He states he finds the meetings with Dr. Vaglia helpful. As he is somewhat depressed about his situation, about what he cannot do any longer due to his injuries. He reports some symptoms of depression and documentation by Dr. Vaglia. Reports that his uncertainty about the future and his current concerns about finances and fear of not getting better have led to a maladaptive reaction pattern, which continues to impair his functioning. He reports that he has 2 young children who live with his girlfriend. He states they're not all able to live together as a family currently due to financial hardships. He does say he sees his children daily. Past psychiatric history, no history of suicide attempts or psychiatric admissions, past medical history. His primary care doctor is Dr. John Muratori, M-U-R-A-T-O-R-I. His only medication is ibuprofen on a PRN basis for his back and his neck. He's never had surgery. And has no known drug allergies. Alcohol and drug use, he says he has a beer once a month. He denies drug use. He denies family psychiatric history. He denies family substance abuse history. Social history, he has 2 younger sisters. His parents are married and together. As stated above, he has a 2-year-old son and a 1-month-old son who reside with his girlfriend. Their mother. He sees them daily. There's no history of physical or sexual abuse. He has a bachelor's in accounting from the University of Hartford. And he's frustrated by his ability to support his family at this time. A mental status exam, he was casually dressed with fluent speech. His mood fluctuates. He does report some depressed bad days with isolation. He denies suicidal or homicidal ideation. He denies paranoia, auditory or visual hallucinations. His occasional irritability. He says he sleeps only 2 to 3 hours at a time, up to 6 hours maximum. His weight is 205 pounds. He does take low dose Ambien at times to help with sleep. He denies he declines a trial of any other antidepressants at this time. I was asked to address the following questions. I agree with the diagnosis of adjustment disorder with mixed anxiety and depressed mood, as outlined by Dr. Vaglica. V-A-G-I-L-C-A. Oh, L-I-C-A, I mean. Okay. History of his injury was outlined in terms of subsequent treatment. Orthopedic issues are out of the scope of my practice. His treatment to work with Dr. Vaglica after an evaluation by a neuropsychologist, Frank Morio, M-A-U-R-I-O, do lead to the conclusion that Mr. Anderson is suffering with symptoms of a mood disorder, feelings of frustration regarding his impairments. There is no history of prior psychiatric conditions. That are currently aggravated or impacting on his injury. His current medical status remains, he reports chronic pain. And he's still exhibiting symptoms of depression, anxiety, consistent with adjustment disorder with mixed emotional features. And with regards to whether or not further treatment is necessary, yes, I believe he would benefit from a further treatment with Dr. Vaglica for his mood disorder. The time frame recommended would be a therapy for another 6 months with medication adjustments as indicated between him and his doctor. I do not believe he's reached MMI. That could be reevaluated after 6 more months of therapy treatment. Actually, so 6 months make it 4 months of therapy treatment. At this point, he remains 75% impaired, but not permanent. The history of the accident, was reported of hurting himself by carrying a box of heavy towels on January 24th, 2018. He denies past medical history of psychiatric symptoms. His present complaints include sadness, sometimes on the verge of tears, anhedonia, lack of hope, and anxiety. Review of medical records is included. Mental status exam is included. Impression is that of agreeing with adjustment disorder with mixed anxiety and depression, depressed mood. Treatment continued meetings with his psychiatrist for the next 4 months on a monthly basis. I certify that this report is a full and truthful representation of my professional opinion with respect to the claimant's condition in accordance with WCL Section 12 NYCRR 300.2 parentheses D4E. I further certify that no person or entity has caused, directed, or encouraged me to submit a report that differs substantially from my professional opinion, and that I've reviewed this report and attest to its accuracy. Um,